BBC Audio presents Pioneers, a series looking at entrepreneurs, mavericks, trendsetters and seminal thinkers who have forged a path to the top. In Pioneers, Claire English talks to 12 extraordinary trailblazers who, in their own field and in their own way, have broken new ground and changed the world.
How many public figures can you name who are blind? Stevie Wonder, maybe the late great Ray Charles. It's a pretty safe bet that Labour MP and former government minister David Blunkett will also feature on that short list. He's one of our best-known political figures of recent times, and in terms of carving out a path for other visually impaired people, he undoubtedly deserves the label of pioneer. How comfortable is David Blunkett with that? Is being largely defined by a disability exasperating? Could he have achieved more if he hadn't been visually impaired from birth? I'm Claire English, and I'm going to put those questions to David Blunkett now. He's my guest on today's Pioneers. David, it's maybe a strange place to start, but how would you describe yourself to someone who'd never met or heard of you? I'm looking for a short thumbnail sketch.
I describe myself in emotional terms as pugnacious, tenacious, sometimes downright awkward, often very emotional and caring, and a little bit intolerant of the intolerable, and I don't suffer fools gladly. On the physical side, I'm 5'9", I have a beard, I'm not old, but I'm in late middle age.
very nice, little thumbnail sketch there. But the one thing you did not say there, and it's interesting, is you are blind, you have been blind since birth. How important a factor is that to you, not other people's perception of you?
It's only important in a practical sense. I mean, it would be very foolish to say that not having sight doesn't actually inconvenience you, because it does. For me, it's not a disability, it's not a handicap, but it is a major challenge, and it's a barrier to overcome, because you can't read material very easily. It's getting simpler with better computer software, but I find that very problematic. It's difficult in terms of the volume that hits everybody these days. We live in a communications era, so actually being able to download quickly or be able to skip through a report quickly, be able to see what's on the news, all those things you have to adapt. You can't. It's not that you can't do them, it's that you have to come at it in a different way. So, for instance, when I was in government, I would get officials to have to read onto cassette, old-fashioned cassette, which I still use, so that they had to learn just how tedious the long reports were that they were producing. And it's amazing how it shortened them.
It's incredible to hear you saying that this is a challenge, and that's definitely your mindset. But, you know, it is a disability, visually impaired. How do you feel about having it described as a disability and applying it to you?
I don't mind. I mean, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was very prickly, to the point where I was almost trying to be in denial. I was almost trying to do things to show that it made no difference at all. But of course it does. And if you can live with that much more comfortably, which I can now, I can talk about the difficulties of reading a statement at the dispatch box. I'm not talking about making a speech or answering questions. I always found that very easy indeed. But when you're making a statement in the House of Commons at the dispatch box, the print version is put out the moment you stand up. And that means you've got to read verbatim what's in front of you, which may not have been completed until half an hour before you get to your feet. And the consequence of that is you can't learn it by heart. Braille is very clumsy. It's essential, in my view, for blind people to be able to handle Braille. And I used to go through those 8 to 10 minutes of reading the statement in a way that some people go to the dentist. To be honest, I learned something a little bit late, because you can't go back and start again when you stand up as a cabinet minister. And that is, I'd have read it a lot more slowly. I don't mean I'd have gone back to the Peter Sellers version of the 1950s pompous politician standing at the dispatch box and talking like this. But I would have read it more slowly, because it would have been easier for me. It would have given me greater confidence. And once people got used to the idea that statements from me were going to be read slowly, I think
Sample complete. Ready to continue?